This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Judiciary Committee has begun debating articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, with a vote in the full House expected before the Christmas recess. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler outlined the charges brought against Trump.
The first article charges that the president used the powers of his public office to demand that a foreign government attack his political rivals. The second article charges that the president obstructed the congressional investigation into his conduct.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins said the Democrats are rushing the process and do not have a case against the president.
Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in 70-something days. The only abuse of power here is the majority racing the fastest they've ever had, the clock in the calendar, determining what impeachment looks like. That's the abuse of power.
The panel is expected to vote on the article within a couple of days, with a full House vote expected next week. If approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial where a Republican majority is not likely to convict the president. The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias in doing so, there were major flaws in how that investigation was conducted.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications. 7 in the first application, and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said the system had failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI probe was based on facts and not political bias. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who inspired millions of young people to take action on climate change, has been named the Time magazine Person of the Year for 2019. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Teenager, climate activist, and now Time magazine's Person of the Year. Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swede who inspired millions to take action. She launched a grassroots campaign at just 15, skipping school every Friday to demonstrate outside Swedish Parliament, in a bid to persuade the government to meet its ambitious carbon emission goals. Since then, she has successfully ruffled many a feather with her uncompromising stance. In the 16 months since her protest began, Thunberg has addressed heads of state, met with the Pope, and inspired 4 million people to join the global climate strike.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Britons go to the polls on Thursday, with British Prime Minister looking on course to win an election, but a leading poll shows that the race has tightened. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
YouGov predicted a conservative majority of 28 seats, slashing it by more than half compared to 2 weeks ago.
Stop Brexit!
But possible outcomes still ranged from a landslide conservative victory to a hung parliament, as party leaders pounded the campaign trail on the last day. Brexit hangs in the balance. If Johnson wins, he'll take Britain out of the European Union as soon as the end of January. His main challenger, opposition Labour's Jeremy Corbyn, promises a new referendum on Brexit and a raft of left-wing policies.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. The U.S. Federal Reserve held interest rates steady and signaled that borrowing costs are likely to remain unchanged indefinitely on Wednesday. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the U.S. economic outlook looks favorable despite what he called global risks and ongoing developments.
In order to move rates up, I would want to see inflation that's persistent and that's significant. A significant move up in inflation that's also persistent before raising rates to address inflation concerns.
The central bank's decision left the benchmark overnight lending rate in its current target range of between 1.5% and 1.75%. A powerful bomb and gun attack on the largest American military base in Afghanistan early Wednesday killed at least one person and wounded more than 80 others. Afghan military authorities said a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-packed vehicle in front of the gate of an unused hospital adjacent to the Bagram airfield base in Parwan province. The Taliban took responsibility for the attack. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.